Good morning, guys. Good morning. This is Ali from The Mix. 1-8. It's usually 1-844 The Mix. But obviously, Grasshopper felt the need to take my number after last year of all dedication of payments. And then I have no number. But anyway, let's talk. So, this morning I woke up feeling a little bit raspy of the throat, you know, thinking that, you know, this is the time of the year that I catch my cold and things of that nature. But, you know, I'm also having, you know, aches, bones and stuff. And my bones are hurting for some reason. And, you know, mental-minded me thinking that it's the COVID shot, you know, not even realizing that it might be, it might not be. But at the same time, I'm experiencing a little bit of pain that I've never experienced before. And I'm thinking that it might be the shot, okay? But I took both shots of Pfizer, so I am fully vaccinated. But then, here comes this booster shot. I thought I was fully vaccinated. But people are running around taking this stuff in their bodies. Like, they're trying to put enough in your bodies to control your body, to do whatever it is to your body. And now the first or second shot is not enough to do whatever it is. And I'm kind of like on the skeptical side because of the fact that, you know, first we were so in danger to take the first Pfizer or Moderna or Johnson & Johnson. And then they have these other shots that came out that just went to the wayside. And you have these pills that are actually not even mentioned. And I'm trying to figure out what really is going on now. I'm not taking a booster shot, that's for sure. And if anything, I will actually, you know, jump on a bandwagon with these people that are actually against the shot, period. You got all these firefighters and people that are not even in mask that's walking around, you know, protesting about this COVID-19 that just all of a sudden appeared last year and devastated the country. So, what is actually in the booster shot that is that they're trying to protect us from? That's number one. Okay. And what really happened that they were so quick to calling it COVID-19? Okay, that's number two. So we have devastated the country, number one. I always say it's up and down from this earth to the moon or wherever y'all landing this capsule and coming back so quickly and going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, that there's a portal that's been open. And whatever is trickling down from the sky on this earth, it is just is what it is, okay? And I think that what we need to understand is the fact that we are sitting here under the government and not even realizing that the government is doing whatever the hell they want to do to us, okay? And talk about freedom and liberty and justice for all, honey. Whatever the government wants, they find a way of getting, okay? So for the whole pandemic, right, I worked at the school. I was in and out all day. The kids wasn't there. The teachers was there. They was doing remote learning and stuff like that. And, you know, we took our COVID testing. Okay, some of the teachers wound up with the COVID. Some of them, you know, they didn't wind up with COVID. They tested positive for COVID. I thought that was a pick and choose also. But I wasn't sure. So I was like, okay, Ali, just leave that alone. Because, you know, people are doing great. You know, the COVID came in, you know, people went to the hospital, they wound up on ventilators, they wound up sick. You know, my boss husband wound up in the hospital because of a fever and he died. Okay, but ordinarily, you know, prior to that and prior to the COVID, you know, he has been in the hospital before with the same fever. So what made it so different this time? Okay. What made it different this time? Okay. We have people that probably would have been living today, you know, with this thing. You know, I remember watching a movie. It was with Kenya and from Africa. And it was about Ebola and how Ebola had came in and it destroyed people like crazy. And when I say destroyed, it demolished families, you know, one by one. But this was a sickness that was a viral, which the same thing like this COVID-19. So I always questioned, and I also, you know, emailed Cuomo at the time a letter asking him about the COVID and why isn't it that people are on ventilators and why is it that people are on ventilators and not on respirators, like, vaporizers, I'm sorry. So I didn't get a response back. You know, certain things I did get a response back to as far as the school was concerned and the closing and the food and stuff like that. You know, so I thought that I was being ignored in that era. Okay. So my question is, why was it that people was on ventilators and not vaporizers? You know, because I remember years ago when we had a cold or the flu, my mother would take the Vicks-Ab and the water and put the Vicks-Ab in the water and let us inhale it until whatever it was either shitted out or it was coughed up or if it was just, it just would just go away. And then all of a sudden, you know, people started becoming off of the ventilators. Okay, and how did that work? They found methods, not medication, but methods of how to deal with people that had actually had COVID that went to the hospital and wound up on the ventilators. Okay, so we always have methods, you know. Black people have always created, not only blacks, the Indians, everybody, all countries have created some type of method to get rid of whatever it is that sometimes it's, you know, it logs into our body. Okay. In January of that year, 2019, I was extremely sick for 3 days of an ailment that I didn't even know what the hell it was. Catch me. So I woke up Wednesday. I couldn't go to work Wednesday. Okay. And no, I went to work Wednesday and I wasn't feeling good, you know, not knowing what it was. So when I came home, I didn't go to work Thursday and I didn't go to work Friday. Okay. And Monday, I was actually called into my office to tell me that, okay, I was, you know, the days that I took off, the this, that, and the third, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I got written up for that. Okay. But now, mind you, March, this is in late January. So February, people started getting sick. It wasn't from me, I don't think, you know, because I think I got sick, but not realizing that I had what I had, and I did have it. I believe I had it because of the fact that it was a sickness that I have never experienced in my life before. So now, not experiencing the sickness, I just thought it was just COVID. Okay, I just thought whatever it was, it just went and it came. As my body received it, my body rejected it within 3 days and I was back on my feet. But I did things, you know. I did the enemas and the citronas and, you know, the chicken soups and the things of that nature to make sure that I was feeling better in my life. Okay, because at that particular time, I didn't know what I was going through. I didn't know what I was experiencing. I didn't know anything that I had done to create this monster that just all of a sudden appeared in my body and that was taken over. But I do tell you one thing. It was a bowel movement that I had to endure. That was number one. So I endured the bowel movement, which was crazy because it was like, it was such a push, such whatever it was that was created. It was just a big, huge push. And once I pushed it out like a 9-pound baby, I was fine, you know. And it just actually just whatever, it went away. But was that the COVID or was that just something that I got sick from, you know? I don't know. But I do know that it's like life experience is crazy. Okay. Life experience is crazy where it's like too much is going on. And it's a thing we're in. We have to know our bodies. Okay. You know, I remember one time I went to the doctor and I had a large cup of coffee and I had donuts, right? And I sat in the doctor's office, and at that particular time, I was due for my checkup, you know, my physical. And the doctor said, okay, well, you're due for your physical, you know, normal way, normal day. I go in and he takes my blood and I run through my x-rays and run through the EKGs and run through things of, you know, like what a physical is supposed to be. So when I get back into his office, which I thought was weird, you know, because generally after I finish, they just walk me to the door, I pay my $15 copayment, and I'm out. But this particular time, I was called back into his office. So he goes, oh, I have to give you some prescriptions because your blood level was high. You know, you're actually at a risk of being a diabetic. And I'm sitting there saying, a diabetic, like, really, like, where did all this come from? So, you know, here's the glucomose. I need you to take this prescription, go get it filled out immediately, start taking these pills, and such of that nature, okay? So when I got to my salon, because at that time I was a salon owner, I was so thrown back that, you know, being that I was a salon owner, I had nurses and different people of profession. And I started realizing that, okay, this is something that is not good. So, you know, a friend of mine, her name is Paulette, she's a nurse, and she was talking to me, but she noticed that I had disappointment on my face because, you know, you always ask God for things, okay? And one thing I've always asked God for was my health and my strength. If he doesn't give me anything else, just give me my health and my strength. And at that particular time, I was like 55, healthy as ever. Nope, no worries, no nothing, no stress. And here I go, having diabetes. And I'm like, oh my God. And it wasn't like the borderline, it was a high risk. So he's saying at any given time that you are going to be a diabetic because of, you know, the levels of your blood. So I was like, oh my God, you know. So now here I'm frustrated and everything, and she's telling me like, okay, Ali, like, what's wrong? So I told her, you know, I went to the doctor, normal day, normal way, and, you know, he told me I was a diabetic, or borderline, like extremely high borderline of being a diabetic. So she goes, well, really? Like, she said you was just fine yesterday, or she said you was just fine, and she's a nurse. So she goes, well, what did you eat? So I said, I had a cup of coffee and a donut and some donuts. She says, oh, well, Ali, you had a cup of coffee and donuts when? I said, no more than about maybe 30 minutes before I went in. I said, I went in, you know, for a doctor's note because, you know, we play hooky and, you know, we need a doctor's note to prove that, you know, to get paid or whatever, however that goes. So at that time, my brain had went into a disposition of, oh my God, like, you know, do I have to take insulin? I remember my mom's taking insulin, my sister taking insulin, my little brother, he take pills. Here I am, a part of the family that has to be diligent to start thinking diabetic, okay? But thank God, again, because she told me the next time you go in, because he had to check me again within a couple of weeks. So she said the next time you go in, the next time you go for your checkup, don't eat anything, Ollie. Just go in with nothing on your system. And I did. And when I did that, it was such a pleasure because of the fact that there was nothing. There was absolutely no diabetes. He came and he took my blood again. Everything is fine, Ollie. Don't worry about it. You know, you're doing great. So I said, okay, fine, you know. But I was scared. I was really scared. But just, you know, note, my talk is, you know, second, third opinions of anything is great, okay? But to know your body is even better, you know? To know that the things that you used to do, that you have done, is sometimes probably okay to do without, you know, all the craziness, you know? Because people like spices and they like the sugars and the salts and the peppers and stuff. I never was a salt eater. I was a sugar eater, but never a salt eater. And that was even bad because of the fact that, you know, the sugar intake was another horrible thing to do, you know. And I thought that was something that was okay, like, you know, what are we going to do here, you know. But, again, I'm back on, so I'm going to be shooting these things out to you guys. Today is just be aware of the things that's going on. This booster 3 and 4 is crazy. Should you take this booster 3 or 4 or not? Because I thought after the second shot, we were fully vaccinated and it was okay. And now all of a sudden we have the booster this and the booster that. Okay. And then we have all these vaccine places that are opening up all over, you know, just for the vaccine. And it's amazing how, you know, let's not forget the basketball player. And he's refusing. I mean, he's losing so much money and refusing it. But then they were saying on Good Morning, I mean, what is it? The Breakfast Club, where there are people that are actually playing that are still not vaccinated because they live in other places. Is that weird, crazy, or what? I don't get it. So if you're not a New Yorker, then you can come and play non-vaccinated because you're not a resident of New York. But being that you're a resident of New York, you have to be vaccinated. So here's a guy that got money. Why don't you, you know, change your residency and come back to play? We miss you very much. We miss you a lot. Okay? But, Wendy Williams. Oh, my God. You know, I remember meeting Wendy Williams at a Russell Simmons party years and years and years ago, and I was a nobody then. And they were actually on the borderline of being somebody. When I say that, meaning a person of entertainment, okay? And I remember her doing a show at The Vibe, and you know, I was one of the contestants as far as doing hair. And she was always interested in hair for some reason. So she, you know, was very boisterous then. She's always been boisterous. So her voices and her actions are very much missed from the Wendy Williams show. I am so sad that she is going through the sickness that she's going through. You know, the measure of drugs, and I used to do cocaine, and from time to time, I still reach out and I dabble in it. So I feel that it's not a bother, okay? But it's not even that. It's actually the fact that it's not the cocaine that's a bother. It's the other stuff that they're putting in the cocaine that bothers people. You know what I'm saying? It's the other things that people don't even realize that bothers them. It's like, what do you do, you know? What do you do in this case as far as, what do? You know? there's nothing that you can do. You just have to deal with the situation at hand. And the situation at hand is what it is. You understand what I'm saying? It's what it is. So what do you do? You know? So now I'm here and I'm trying to think of she is such an icon within her own way of working. Oh shit, I gotta get up here. She's such an icon of her own way of working. It's like a thing wherein it becomes, well, you know, even to the point of her being who she is, you know, saying what she wanted to say, reaching out and touching people the right and the wrong ways, you know, being a woman of substance and, you know, knowing her worth as to what she wants to do, going through so many ups and downs and obstacles in life, even till now of being sick and, you know, having these different ailments that approaches her, not having such a good life, but having a good, fabulous life, you know, because of the fame that she's after. Even I know that was, I think it was on the BLS when they was talking about her and about who was going to take her place and how she was still so adamant about that. You know, it was like, okay, it's time to give it a break. Give yourself a rest and, you know, rest up, you know, so you can get back to work. You know, we miss you, but we want the Wendy. We don't want the sick Wendy. We don't want the Wendy that's trying to struggle. We want Wendy to rest up, because in this battle here, as far as life is concerned, Wendy, we have to understand that you only get one body and one life, honey. You don't go choosing, saying, okay, well, you know what? Take me out of this body and put me in that body because it's 20 years younger. Okay? So now it's time to rejuvenate, recoup, you know, re-energize. Okay? And the only way you can do that is to rest. Okay? Don't think people are not going to miss you, because we are going to miss you. We're going to miss you sincerely because of the fact of who you are and where you have come from and the things that you have endured in your life as far as with your husband and people of just in general, you know, and the people that, you know, you have went up against a lot of people that no one probably would have ever went up against. But due to the fact of who you are, you've done it. Okay? So now it's time for Miss Wendy to rest and relax and know her worth as a woman and the work that she has done in this society to help people, okay? So, Miss Wendy Williams, to you, I think that you just need to relax. Like I said again, rejuvenate, recoup, re-energize, relive, rethink, re-everything, and know your worth. Even if you've never done a show before, you have done a show. Even if you never be on TV ever again, you have been on television, baby. So you need to get Wendy together now, okay? There's just so much going on. Colin Powell, they try to figure out if he died from the COVID or from the COVID shot, or did he die from underlying conditions and things of that nature. But I didn't even know that he has so many conditions. Again, you know, running. And thinking that life is at your doorstep, not realizing it is death instead of life. You don't even understand to relax, to rejuvenate, to, you know, regain your strength. It's the re sometimes that we don't understand. The rebooting yourself, the re, you know, living, to re. It's a re. R-E. Okay? And sometimes we don't get it. That's just like, I wasn't on for like months and months and months and months, okay? Had a little setback, had a little fall. And it had nothing to do with finances or anything. It had something to do with my mental capacity and the people that I put myself around again, you know, to make this fall happen, you know. So I had to regroup, rethink, remove, just ostracize the situation at hand. And that's exactly what I did. So I had to shut down some things. Okay. And in shutting down, it was a thing of like, oh, wow, am I ever going to start back? Because sometimes when we stop doing things, we have a tendency of just not understanding what else is there to do. You know what I'm saying? So now we're here again. I'm talking. Again, I wasn't that bad that I was not able to regroup or restart or just be on point, you know. So I'm here, I'm enjoying my life again, you know. I'm starting to create this big business, which is slow because my mental is still not high enough to create. So do I rethink? Yes, I rethink. I retrack. I do the RE because the RE is very important in life. That R, that E, and connected is wow, re. Okay, it's just phenomenal. It's amazing. It's energizing. You know, it could be devastating. It could be delusional. You know, how, you know, when they say remarried, okay, so to get remarried is that you was married, although you was already married. And on that note, you know, now you're remarried, so you have to go and go through this, you know, this trust, okay? Number one. Number two, you have to open up your boundaries. And it's like you have to know that one person was not like the other person. So this person here might be better. But then again, the person might be the same as your last one. But you don't know it because their behavior is different. Okay, so now you have to rethink all of your ways from your first husband and retract all of your mistakes and reiterate all of the things that you want and you don't want. That re is powerful, honey. Very powerful. So we're going to talk about the R and the E. Re. Okay, and I think that it can bring about strength and understanding, and hopefully it can bring about people healing themselves by rethinking, okay, rejoicing. See, that re is powerful, baby. So anyway, that's my time for today, okay? I am so honored to be back on the mix, and I am honored to be talking to you guys about the things that's going on, okay? And that booster shot, a booster two, booster four, is crazy, okay? That's like taking four things of vials in your body. And what is it needed for? We do not know. So now do we think about this situation, revisit this situation? Do we, as people of all color, try to figure out what is going on? You know, these scientists and these doctors are actually giving us so much craziness of thinking of how our lives are going to be and not telling us how our lives are now. Okay, your doctors is still your doctors. Go to your doctors. Like, I took the Pfizer shot, and within another 2 weeks, I'm gonna have my doctor schedule me a full x-ray exam of what's going on in my body, because that's what I need to know now, because that's what's bothering me. So when I feel a pain of chest pain, or you know, maybe my stomach might be hurting, or I might bubble up, or my leg might hurt and things of that nature, I'm thinking blood clot. Okay, in my mind I'm thinking blood clot. And it might not even be, but the only way that I find out is I would go in and get an examination. Okay? So, next week, and I'm quite sure people are listening to me, Salon System Select, Ali Ingram on Facebook. Okay? I have so many Facebook pages until I got it right. So now that I got it right, it's going to be I'm driving, and this little hooker gonna pull up in front of me, and I have to let her go. So it's going to be questions, and you can chime in on my email, salonsystemselect@gmail.com, and give me some information and let me know how you think about the word re. Okay, R-E. Even with prescriptions, you get the R-E. So, just give me some feedback, okay? All right, guys. This is Ali from The Mix. Okay, I can't say 1-844 The Mix because I'm changing my number. So, this is Ali from The Mix. Let's talk. All right? Have a great day. Bye.